Satnam, everybody, and welcome to the Shakti Report, Shakti Activation Solstice Energies 2012 and beyond. Now we need some Twilight Zone music. Yes, we were just talking about the way we were feeling the solstice energies coming through, and I want to acknowledge and be present to the transmissions, the tantric transmissions coming through our main guide, Yogi Bhajan, who's here. And for those who can receive the transmissions at this time, and those who are also listening later that can't be on this exact timing of this call, I want to acknowledge the frequency that's coming through and breathe into that and know that we're all holding the space like we were saying a minute ago, the space of a pod, like a pod of dolphins, and as we all hold that open portal space, then the transmissions can come through onto the planet, and we are like points. Like if we're holding hands in a circle, we're like points holding certain grid points or certain frequency points, and then these transmissions can then be disseminated through us onto and connected to Gaia, Mother Earth. And today we have a very high frequency activation zone, which is the solstice energy, which is the day on the planet when there's more light, the longest day on the planet from the sun, more light from the sun than any other day on Earth. And with 2012, this is a pivotal moment in turning the tide, the forces from the darkness to the light, from the goo to the roo, from the guru, moving into the light. So that's what we're working with today on this solstice portal day, solstice portal. So what we have astrologically is we have this Tuesday, June 19th, Midsummer's Eve. It's the last full day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. And we've got a new cycle opening up with this Gemini new moon coming in this morning, just a couple hours ago. And this Gemini new moon brings in a focus on communication. And with this portal opening, the communication is people becoming aware of new information. So there's new information coming through. And a new way to look at the news, to look at what parts of 3D aren't working that we've been talking about all along. In other words, there's more light for more people on the planet to see the light of the truth. That's what's happening with this Gemini new moon. And it's a time where people are really tuning, are able to have more light shed on murky subjects. Like elections is one thing that's being talked about a lot. So people are really kind of questioning things around that as an example of a way to look at what's happening on the planet with more light. So the Gemini brings that. The Gemini is the Mercury, the mind, just very curious, very wanting to know what's going on. So we've got that, and we've got we've got the moon entering Cancer later on this afternoon, so in a little bit. So we're going back and forth with these energies, these light energies, and the way they're coming through, the way the planets are bringing this information through for us, the consciousness of different planets, which is something that I was actually experiencing in my solstice meditation last night, where I was experiencing this huge portal or beam of light coming through onto the planet and going way into the center of the Earth. And I was experiencing the feeling of connecting with, they talk about there's beings living in the center of the Earth. And I was experiencing the feeling that I was actually connecting with these beings. And then I was feeling that. And then I was feeling kind of like when you see these images in movies where all of a sudden it's like you open something up and all these birds fly out, like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds or something. All of a sudden I felt when this light came through and I connected with these beings in Inner Earth, it was like these dark entities that look like blackbirds just suddenly were being released from the earth, like they'd been, dark forces had been trapped or something. I don't know what it was, shadows, energies. There was all this release of these dark entities from the planet, and it was really beautiful. And I felt very expanded, and then I actually tuned into the planets, because we're always talking about the planets, and I had an even deeper connection of the consciousness that each planetary body, even though we're taught that they're just, you know, rocks in the sky or whatever, and we know they're channeling certain frequencies, but I had even a deeper connection in my meditation of the planets being alive, being conscious beings, having the consciousness, different consciousnesses. Is that a word, consciousnesses? Frequencies. And then just the connection, more of a connection with the life force expanding and growing with Mother Earth, with Gaia, and the feeling of the universe just being teeming with life, and our experience of being separated from the connection of teeming life in the universe being a quarantine planet, so to speak, that was dissolving in my solstice meditation. So that's what I felt about solstice when I meditated last night. So it's pretty exciting to have all that, to have all that open up. And so we'll talk a little bit more about the planetary frequencies, the life force that's wanting to expand and get reconnected with itself. Life wants to connect. They always say law of attraction. So in this case, life wants more life. Love wants more love. You know, that which controls and suppresses and tries to make smaller wants to wants to, you know, basically be parasitic or feed off the light, or the life force is being forced to, like the blackbirds I saw, so to speak, released from the planet, is being forced to evolve in its own right. Everything evolves. Even dark forces have to change and evolve. So what I'm experiencing at this point is, this solstice point is a reset point. So the bar is lifted for all of life on the planet, and I would say in the universe, I don't know, that's what it seems to me, where everything's being forced to evolve or allowed to or lifted up, whatever words we want to use. It's just a burst. It's a burst of light forward. And astrologically, this is being shown by Jupiter entering Gemini. So we've got that, which we've been talking about. And Jupiter has been in Taurus for a whole year, but now we have this, again, a lot more points of view. Gemini brings a creative way to look at situations differently, so we'll have a lot of people questioning the status quo. That's one possible outcome of this Jupiter in Gemini. And we have Jupiter representing this expansion, this great benefic planet, and of growth, expansion, opportunities, good fortune, or things that it's been connected with. But it also can have the opposite effect of exaggeration, waste, arrogance, too much, you know, too much of anything, too much of a good thing. So we're looking for the balance here. And so with the Gemini, we can look and see where has there have been waste occurring on the planet, you know, so we might go to, well, you know, look at the national debt or all the money we gave to bail out banks or something like that. So that's a way that the Gemini, the discriminating, the Gemini mind can start to look, and we've got this Gemini influence, can start to look at what's happening around us and seeing, you know, where what's the expansion and what's been basically out of balance. So solstice is really a time of finding that inner balance, that inner connection where we can be in balance with the light within ourselves and the planet within our planet. And so it's the inner connection and the inner connection with life, which connects us with Mother Earth, that we're going for. We've been talking about being identified with our own source light, and that's the reset, looking where we can expand in relationship to staying balanced with our own selves and with life around us on the planet. So that's kind of what's happening with Jupiter in Gemini, which can also generate new ideas. So it can bring forth innovative solutions and flexible approaches. Okay, what can we do to actually have a solution that can create freedom and help us break free from that which is not supporting life, that which is basically destructive to life? So those are some of the energies we're really looking at, you know, right now as we have this year-long journey. So again, we had Jupiter in Taurus for a year, and now we've got Jupiter in Gemini for a year. So this is something that's going to affect, it's going to affect everyone. It's going to be collective evolution when we've got an expansive planet, an outer planet that's orbiting for a whole year. So we've got that, and then the other astrological configuration that we have that's going to affect, that's slow moving and going to affect everybody, is the Uranus-Pluto square. So this has to do with, it's a big cycle, and they're two turbulent outer planets. They're considered to be generational planets because they're the way they move is very slowly in relationship to Earth because they're outer planets. So we've got Uranus and Pluto forming the first of 90-degree square aspects. And this is going to keep going on until 2015. And so this is a revolutionary combination, which started actually in the 60s. So we're having the same configuration as we had in the 60s. So starting on the solstice, this is actually a revolutionary period. We're starting a revolution again, like the 60s, another revolutionary period in the history of the planet. So it's going to force a lot of changes into the collective consciousness. So Uranus only, the cycle around the zodiac is 84 years, and so Uranus has to do with radical, unexpected change and revolution that pushes us as a species and individually out of our comfort zone It breaks that feeling of the chains that bind us and limit our expression. So this Uranus influence, this Pluto-Uranus influence, is going to actually break us out of the chain of slavery that we've been in on the planet, people not realizing that they're co-creators and that realizing their power and their connection with Source to align with that power, which is what, you know, we've been talking about on the calls. And so Pluto's considered to be the god of the primal life force and the unbounded spirit that brings life forth and transforms life and has to do with the cycles of life and death. So a lot of new things are going to be born, unexpected changes, and some things are going to go out of existence, things that don't serve us. So that's what we're in for until 2015, these squares. So we are moving into a revolutionary time, and of course we are the revolutionaries of light. So we've got a cycle with these two planets together of about, you know, over 100 years with, you know, with these squares taking place. And so we will look and see how this all shows up. So it's really important for us to keep working with our own healing and our own healing meditations to help bring all this into being, because the planet is being liberated from the dark forces, so to speak. And it's sometimes referred to as the veil that, sometimes I think I'm in a sci-fi movie or something, but the dog agrees. But some versions say that we've had what's called a frequency fence on the planet, and you know, one source that I was tuning into was saying it was about 26,000 years ago, which was the beginning of the current Mayan calendar cycle we're in now, that a frequency fence was put, the planet was actually captured by some evil extraterrestrials, and they put a frequency fence, so to speak, around the planet, which kept us quarantined. And because of their technology, the beneficent forces couldn't get in to help us. So that's what's being broken down right now, is this electromagnetic frequency fence. And as we meditate and keep penetrating it with the light, then we are actually installing a new frequency grid around the planet. And I was experiencing in my meditation last night, it was almost like I had these pillars of light, like as if they were big pillars of light, nails or something, and I saw this grid around the planet, and I was anchoring in, like almost like pounding in these pillars of light into all these points around the planet. So you might want to play around with that image in your meditations or when you're visualizing. So these beings have been using these frequencies to keep humanity enslaved by lowering their consciousness and, you know, blocking free will through etheric infrasound technology and tampering with chakras in the etheric body. So they've been messing a lot with the astral plane, which has created a lot of confusion for people. So as we penetrate this lower dimensional frequency fence, then we create liberation for the whole planet. So that's what we're working on as the ascended masters in training. And we're holding the field on the planet. So that's some of the things that we're working with. And what Yogi Bhajan was directing me today, he wanted us to chant the Mool Mantra. And so we're going to talk about the Mool Mantra for a minute. That was the direction from the master today. And so, of course, the Mool Mantra, for those who may be listening to this call in the future, so we can kind of create a framework for people, is the first part of Japji, which is a Sikh meditation or prayer, or it's actually a code that Guru Nanak, who was the first teacher, gave to us when he was in the 14, he was born, I think, in 1469, and he went into meditation and he disappeared under the water, as the sadhus and holy men in India would go to the river and take their morning bath and do their meditations, their spiritual practices, and he disappeared under the water. And the whole village had thought he had drowned, and they couldn't find him. And 3 days later, he surfaced from under the water, and the first thing he said was Japji. And the Mool Mantra is the first part of Jotsi, of course, mul, meaning root or connection with our root, with the earth, with ourselves, the root. What's the basis of our connection with all of this? What makes sense of our connection with everything? So the interpretation of the mul mantra is, I'm going to talk about that just for a minute from a little bit of a fourth dimensional and beyond point of view, and then we'll chant it, and that's the frequency that we were being requested to anchor into this solstice energy today. So the first phrase of Japji, of the mul mantra, is Ek Onkar, and it's usually translated as there is one God. And the fourth dimensional holographic reference point that I was seeing was that there is a place where we can actually experience oneness, and that's the fourth dimension. We start to get out of the ego mind, and we experience that there's a dimension, or sometimes I even like to say like walking into a room, where we can experience the oneness. There is a place where there we can experience that we are part of this field. We are in the field of oneness, Ek Onkar. We're in the field of oneness. That's the beginning. We live in a field of connection with the divine when our experience of our inner source is connected to our experience of outer source. And Ek Onkar Satnam, truth is the name, or in this field, only truth exists. Only truth can manifest. And Karta Purk. So that means that there's this primal energy that creates. So Karta Purk is out of this field, creation comes, Karta Purk, and Nirbo, Nirver. So this creative force, it's usually said beyond fear, beyond Bendis, but Nirbo, Nirver. So from this field of love, out of love, everything's created. Out of this field of love, everything's created. Akav Mert. And what's created out of this field is eternal. It's the knowledge that we're a mortal being, that our spirit, our soul, never dies. The feeling of the experience, the truth of immortality, who we really are. And it's Aji Ni Seib Hong. So it's in this image, in this immortal image, we can experience that there's a place that we exist beyond birth, and we're in that existence. The truth of our soul is we exist as immortal beings. And then the mul mantra says, Gur Prasad, Jap. It's a gift, Jap. It's a gift, Gur Prasad. Through this grace, through this gift, through the transmission of the masters of this field, when we meditate on that, we can feel the grace, we can feel the gift of eternal life, the gift of our immortality, the gift of who we are. And then the last part is Aj Sat, Jigat Sat, Hebi Sat, Nanak Ahose Bi Sat. So Nanak says that in the primal beginning, Ad, the primal beginning, and throughout all time, and even in this present moment, Nanak tells us that there is this place, this field, that always exists. So knowing that and feeling that, what it actually does is it takes away fear. And when we're in our space of fearlessness, and we're not, and in that field of love, and we can feel this, what this happens, the power of the mul mantra is it removes obstacles to completely living our destiny and to completely living in the abundance and the prosperity of our destiny. So it removes fate, it removes karma, and it removes fear. So this is what the master was asking us to activate in the field today, in the solstice field. So here we go. Mm-hmm.
Nam Karta Purat Nirvan Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Murmur Sanja Asat Jugasat Heavy Sat Nanak Hoti Bisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirvan Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Sanja Asat Jugasat Hemi Sat Nareho Sivisat Dekongkar Satnam Karta Puret Nirvan Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Sanja Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirbho Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirbho Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Purvasanya Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirbho Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Purvasanya Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirbho Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Purvasanya Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirbho Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Purvasanya Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirbho Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Purvasanya Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat Ekongkar Satnam Karta Purat Nirbho Nirver Akal Murta Juti Devam Purvasanya Asat Jugasat Hemisat Nanako Sivisat
Thank you.
Connected with Gaia, ascension frequency, and let it go, 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 let it go. Beautiful, beautiful feeling. I'm actually feeling a pot of dolphins swimming around. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Would anybody like to share what they experienced or what they felt about that interpretation of the Mool Mantra? That's a different interpretation, huh?
Oh, but it was beautiful. It just seemed like it spoke to my heart.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Yeah, I was just meditating this morning and I was asking, you know, Yogi Bhajan, he's here right now, saying thank you for listening to all of us. Okay, what do you want me to do today? And that's what he started telling me. So I thought, wow, I'm really happy to get that frame of reference, that expanded understanding, which I think has to do with, you know, what we talked about, the Jupiter and Gemini, and I think that's one example of being able to see things in a new way, don't you?
It feels right.
Yeah, felt right, didn't it? Yeah, good, yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, almost felt like a relief to me, like, oh. It wasn't such an interpretation, like, you know, God is doing this sort of interpretation that we've had about connecting with spirit. It was like, oh, we're all, you know, we're all in this frequency together, and when we're in that frequency, we can experience all these energies together.
Yeah. I do want to share something that I experienced this weekend.
Oh, great. When, yeah.
When I spoke to you on Thursday, you really allowed me to clear. You allowed me to let go of so many things, and you really opened my heart. And my friend offered that I was given a healing like I've never experienced before. My friend danced for me. And while she was dancing, I had to dance behind her. And while I was dancing, I don't know how long it was. I haven't had the energy to get up and do much of anything for nearly 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I danced for at least an hour straight, and much of it with my eyes closed, and I was just surrounded by this bright, beautiful golden light,
mm-hmm.
And I could feel like a thousand non-physical or a thousand other dimensional beings there with me,
mm-hmm.
And just so much love. It was just indescribable. It was like you say, that other dimension. It was like being in the presence of God, and I was so humbled. To feel like the wings of angels touching my face. like I had been there so many times before, but this time is different. It was so healing, so liberating. I want to thank you for opening me up to that.
Wow. My heart is just singing right now. I feel that coming into me. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda. I feel the love.
I do too.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing.
We guys. We got it.
Just amazing, amazing, beautiful lighting.
Wow. I feel all shimmery inside. Oh, wow. So wonderful.
Yeah, we are blessed.
We are blessed to feel this at the time. Yeah.
We are. And we are the chosen one.
Yeah, we are here. Anchoring in these frequencies, definitely.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Arit. Thank you, everybody. Would anybody else like to share before we float away into the rest of our day? This beautiful solstice energy. So yeah, I just suggest, I'm happy we got to be together during this auspicious time, and it feels like a whole portal. Yogi Bhajan used to say 10 days, you know, around the solstice, 5 before, 5 after, so
wow.
So it's the time to set our intention, set our frequency for the next, you know, to winter solstice, set our vibration, and I really thank everybody. I really feel that. We're doing that now, and we've been doing that, and we're doing that today. So let's just kind of remember that we've got, you know, a few more really powerful days to, you know, really, you know, anchor in this light, feel this light. Like I said, I feel all shimmery, shimmer with the light, however we want to, you know, kind of experience that. These are very, you know, precious energies. Especially 2012. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yay. Well, I'm actually having this thought, and this word came into my mind right now, that I feel triumphant. That's not a word that I normally think about or use conversationally. I don't really go around going, I feel triumphant. But that's how I feel right now, after doing the Mo Mantra and being in the frequency with everybody today. That's what the word that came up. Uh-huh. What's the word that everybody else feels right now? I think it'd be good, if you like, just to throw a word out how you're feeling. Anchor it in.
Feel like a rain of grace. Rain of grace.
A ray of rain?
A rain of grace.
A rain of grace. Oh, thank you, Sharon. A rain of grace. Wow, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, Khan.
I'm so energized.
Energized.
From the inside out.
Energized from the inside out. Nice. Ooh. Mm. Mm. Okay, well, let's all breathe in. And exhale with a long sat nam. Wahiguru. May the light of love fill our hearts and spill out to all beings everywhere in the universe.
Yes,
yay. Well, I'm going to continue to feel everybody's light. It's just so just so wonderful and palpable right now. I'm just going to be, I feel grateful that I've gotten to experience so much love right now. Thank you, everybody.
I did too. I'll continue to.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
We love you,
Karen. Thank you.
Me too.
Me too.
All of you.
All our love
for
you.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll all be together in our hearts until we speak again, until we get together soon. I'm getting better, so I'm looking forward to getting together soon.
Good. I look forward to
it. Yeah, my chiropractor said about two more weeks of treatment, so we'll... So I'm really happy. Yeah. So things are great. So I will talk to everybody soon. Thank you for your love and thank you for your healing prayers. And Wahigadu. What else is there to say?
Wahigadu.
Okay. Love everybody.
Love everybody.
Washing and showering myself. Thank you.